Here at the NFL Combine with Sports Illustrated's Robert Klimko. And Robert, you're doing a feature on Baker Mayfield all the way up until the draft. What's that process been like for you? And just tell me how all that came about.
Yeah. Well, I think we're used to writing these really surfacey draft profiles of guys where you spend an hour with a guy, you talk to his family and his coaches, and then you write it and that's it. But we wanted to do something that would be more like a scouting report and do all the work that an actual scout would do on a guy. And the other thing that we wanted to do was not use anonymous sources. So it's not going to be any anonymous sources in my stuff on Baker. And I think that that was kind of a selling point for him to even be involved in it, just because he is one of these prospects that are going to have derisive, or that who is going to have derisive things said about him during the draft process. And so it's been, you know, it's been really eye-opening. It's been really fun. I've gotten to get a really good understanding of who he is as both a player and a person.
A lot of the talk around him is about his personality that surrounds him during this draft process. How does he compare to what you thought going in to now, you getting to know him?
Yeah. Well, I came into it with a little bit of a clean slate just because I cover the NFL, and I on Saturdays I'm not sitting around watching college football. But I think I was aware of all the things that we all are of Baker, the grabbing his crotch, the planting the flag, the OU flag in midfield against Ohio State, and, you know, the spectacular playmaking when you get right down to it. And what I really learned was how successful and well built that offense is at Oklahoma, and how he kind of took it to that next level. You know, one of the most informative things was watching film with Daryl Bevel, the former Seahawks offensive coordinator, and just understanding what coaches look for when they're looking at quarterback prospects. And the big thing that he saw was that this guy never wilts under pressure. He's always got his eyes downfield. And he's not so much a mobile quarterback as he just has incredible pocket presence and ability to extend plays. So I think some of those misconceptions about him that lead people to compare him to Johnny Manziel are what I've found to be untrue in this process.
His physical traits, you mentioned it a little bit, you know, the height is something that he's going to get knocked on. That can't be helped. But, you know, how well do you think he's going to acquit himself in those meetings, and how well do you think that he's going to do to kind of put himself in that, you know, that top five to top ten range?
Yeah. I think the height question is kind of been debunked in a lot of ways. You look at the film and he was, you know, at the bottom in the NCAA in terms of batted passes, and you would expect if height was a problem for a guy that he was going to have a lot of passes knocked down at the line, and he didn't have that. But I think you hit the nail on the head. The interview process is going to be so important for him, especially because he had that disjointed combine where he showed up late, left early, and he was dealing with his mother being in the hospital. And I know that a few teams felt miffed by his behavior that week. So I think that he's got to prove to teams this week that he can be that guy that can lead a franchise, not only on the field and in the locker room, but in a media appearance. And that he's not going to blow up on a reporter because he's frustrated or be dismissive with people. Because you're looking for that CEO type of player, more so now with quarterbacks than ever before.
Where can we find now? Is it going to be a weekly thing for you guys? Where can we find the article, the continuing series?
Right. So this will be every week between now and the draft. And we'll go to his pro day and workouts with Jimmy Clausen out in Los Angeles, and just kind of chronicling this whole process and all these different aspects of his life and career. And that'll be every Thursday at SI.com.